The UK and the EU are working against the clock to draft an acceptable Brexit deal before the end of this month, which is when Prime Minister Boris Johnson had threatened to take Britain out of the European Union, whether or not there was a deal. Big sticking point, what happens to the border between Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, and Ireland, which is part of the EU? Right now, there is no hard border, and the Irish on both sides want to keep it that way. NPR London correspondent Frank Langford is here. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Robin.
So this is a very fluid situation.
It is.
But start with the Northern Ireland question. As we said, right now, no hard border between the two countries. Right now, Northern Ireland, of course, would have to leave the EU if Britain does. It's part of the UK. Presumably would have to have a border there, stopping the free flow between the two countries. So what are some of the solutions being offered to that problem?
Well, what it looks like now, and we haven't seen, we're looking forward to seeing the draft to see exactly what it says. But the whole point, as you point out, is to avoid a hard border. Border there. And one solution is to actually what they call create a border down the Irish Sea. So I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. If you were going to export sugar from Great Britain across the water into Northern Ireland, an importer would have to pay an import tax on that. And then it could go on to Ireland as a part of the EU. Now, if, in fact, the sugar stays there in Northern Ireland, the importer gets a rebate. And this is a way to sort of avoid having customs posts, which would be so disruptive to the island of Ireland.
And so what's been the reaction to that? Because there are people in Northern Ireland. I mentioned the Irish on both sides of the border want to keep it a free and open border. But is everybody in agreement?
No. The Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland has not liked this idea for a long time because they're very concerned that anything that separates Northern Ireland from Great Britain, they feel, affects their identity and the sovereignty of the United Kingdom. But the big thing that they're now asking for is they want to have some kind of veto over this so that if in a few years they really, really don't like it, they can get out of it. Well, the EU doesn't want to give them a veto on this right now. And that's what they're negotiating over. And they seem to have the most leverage domestically. People are waiting to see if they will sign on to this. And then other Brexiteers have said that if it's okay with the Democratic Unionist Party, they'll join in and support a deal.
Yeah, well, sure. This whole conversation is picking at the very old wound of the division of Northern Ireland and Ireland. So, you know, there's that. And just to check our thinking here, Frank Langford, it feels as if Prime Minister Theresa May, maybe even in trying to appease the hardline Brexiteers, said she would never accept the kind of border that's now being proposed between Northern Ireland and Ireland. And now we have Boris Johnson, the hardest of the hardliner, maybe accepting it.
Maybe. Well, what a difference a year or so makes, and we're up against a hard deadline. And I think that there's a bit of a reality check here in the United Kingdom. The idea that the British government thought that it could drive these negotiations and bring the EU to its knees has not happened. It doesn't have the leverage. The EU is much, much larger economically, and the United Kingdom will still need a free trade agreement when this is all over with. So I think what you're seeing is kind of a reluctant realization that the UK has to compromise a lot if it wants to get through this and avoid a no-deal Brexit, which would be very bad economically for the country here, and it would also hurt the European Union.
I mentioned in the introduction that Prime Minister Boris Johnson had threatened to just walk away even if there was no deal at the end of the month. What's going on there?
I think he's, you know, he said he'd rather be dead in a ditch than ask for another extension. Well, Mr. Johnson has, through his members of his own cabinet have said that he actually will sign a letter to extend if by Saturday he can't get some kind of deal. And I think what we've seen, you know, Boris Johnson is a very flexible politician and he's a bit of a realist. And he knows that while he's taken a very hard line to try to win over lots of tough Brexiteer members of his party, the fact of the matter is he doesn't have much choice there because Parliament has already passed a law saying he must do this. Mm. So he'd be breaking the law if he didn't.
Well, it sounds like he's not going to go that far.
It doesn't sound like it.
Right. So what happens next?
Well, I think we have to watch the rest of this day to see if we actually do get some kind of an agreement. And then there's an EU summit that begins on Thursday where they would hope to ratify that agreement, but they may not have an agreement to ratify. Then it would go to the Parliament on Saturday, and there could be an attempt there to actually, even if there is a deal, to attach an amendment saying we want to take this deal back to the people to see if they will ratify it or if they don't want to leave the EU. So not out of the woods, even if they get some kind of tentative deal with the EU, not out of the woods yet because the politics of this country are very polarized and not certain at all.
Well, you're there in London. What are the people saying? What is the talk?
I think there are a lot of people who want this thing over with. It's been nearly 3.5 years. I have met people who voted to remain who are in the business community who say they can't make any decisions and they would like to get out. We see different kinds of polls. We see some polls that show a 6-point swing that if you held this referendum again, in part because many of the older people who voted to leave have passed away and younger people now could vote who would want to stay. In fact, the referendum would go the other way. But it has been so divisive that many people would just not want to put the country through that and just find a way to move on and begin to heal what has been a bitter, bitter divide here.
Yeah. NPR London correspondent Frank Langfitt, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Robin.